Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The score!
Williams on third and long is going to take off. Martin slides within Cairo Santos's field goal range. Remember during Hard Knocks, this is how he was learning to slide, using that slip and slide that you and I were racing on during when we were kids. I know you do that with your son DJ now. He slides down to keep him in field goal range.
Adam Amin and Mark Sanchez on the call. Mark Sanchez is a better broadcaster than Tom Brady.
I like his man bun thing that he's got going on, too. The Tom Brady thing was
bad.
I mean, we'll talk about it later on, but it was
weird.
And remember what I texted you guys Saturday? Because Saturday, Gus and Klatt were kind of like, yeah, just remember that this is Tom's first time doing broadcasting and that it's very hard.
And then what did I text? Go back and watch the halftime hit.
Yikes. They were lowering expectations for real, for real.
Well, he's got an experienced play-by-play man.
Yeah,
with him.
Kevin will help him out. You know what that feels like? That feels like a guy who doesn't have real conversations with people.
Well, he can't have conversations in the meetings. He can't.
Right.
That's one of the most important parts of your prep. And he can't participate in them because he's an owner.
Yep. Pick a lane. Yep. As Mike Florio says.
Yeah. It was odd. Very, very strange.
Yeah.
Stuff. But we got that first Caleb Williams NFL game under his belt. He did it. He played a game. His team won the game. It wasn't really thanks to him, with the exception of that, you know, little scramble that you pointed out. It was a smart play and he didn't turn it over. So it could have been worse. It can always be worse. But he knows that it's got to get a whole lot better if they really want to achieve anything important. And he discussed his performance immediately after the game in front of reporters.
Hello, everybody. How's it going?
Caleb, what's your evaluation of the offense's play, especially when the defense wasn't shining as best as it did?
I would say offensive play...
obviously, we didn't perform how we wanted to. We want to be the most efficient team out there, you know, myself included, didn't perform the way that I wanted to. I missed a few passes that I normally don't miss, all of these other things. And so I think there's small things that always lead up to big things, make those moments and things like that a lot bigger. They make games a lot closer, just the small things, whether it's a pass play that I had to DeAndre Swift in the flat that I missed a little bit in front of him, whether it's, missing DJ a little bit on that in route on the backside, a little bit right in front of him, all these small moments that happen throughout the game that, felt like I was in the right place, the right time, and I would say I was seeing it well, just missed and misfired, and placing the ball where I wanted to. You complete a few of those. Dre down the sideline on the left sideline. They end up going cover zero. End up missing him on a different page and things like that. So I think that was the name of the game for today for the offense. It's just not been the same page passing wise. And then run game. We'll be better. It's great to get this first win. We're all excited. We went to the locker room, celebrate. I sat down, enjoyed the moment, and just watching all the guys celebrate, understand that I need to be better. I will be better. And then, just taking in the first win. It's unbelievable.
I presume you haven't played a game this frustrating offensively ever in your life.
No, I have. I have. It was, not too far down the road. I hate that you bring it up, but. No, it wasn't UCLA. Kind of same defense, but not UCLA. It was the green and gold team, or blue and gold team that Cole Kmet plays for or played for. It was a frustrating game. But the most important thing is that, and it shows a bunch of the personality of this team. I would say the fight. The resiliency that we had, like when Coach got into the locker room, he got into the locker room and first thing he said was, guys, we don't, this past how much ever time that we had, when we got into the locker room, I think it was around 15 minutes, we got in there and Coach was like, guys, the most teams that I've been on, all these other things, y'all walked in here and said to each other that, no, we're not going to lose this game. We're going to go out there. We're going to keep fighting. We got this. We got this. And we weren't shaming on anybody. We weren't, defense not, being on offense, all these other things. It shows his personality, how much everybody believes in ourselves, the Chicago Bears. Defense believes in offense. Offense believes in defense, special teams, and so forth. And so, we're great to get this win. Happy to get this win. Celebrating the locker room. It was pretty cool. First time celebrating in here.
You said you don't care about stats as long as you win.
Yeah, don't care about stats. I feel great. I'll be honest with you, I feel great. I understand that obviously the stats weren't where I wanted them to be and things like that because I want to go out there and perform to the best of my ability and, didn't do that today. And so, we're going to get better tomorrow. We got this little period, these next 15 hours or so, and then, you reset. You get ready for Houston next week, and so we're gonna enjoy this win. I'm gonna go dinner with my family, hang out with them, and then from there get back into it and get ready to go. We're gonna be better next week.
What's your vantage point on Tyreek's pick six? Where were you at that point? Just take us through that whole series.
Yeah, so I was actually I was on the bench with the coaches, and. I actually called it out before, weirdly enough. I was sitting next to Ryan, and I tell Ryan this is gonna be a pick. Weirdly enough it happened and he took it down the sideline, got up, cheered, got the 2 point, to put us ahead and things like that. It was awesome to be able to watch that. Kinda lost my voice towards the end of the game. Cheering on my guys, it was awesome. It was great, defense for what they did today. 17 points in the first half is enough, but to be able to come back out in the second half and shut them out is unbelievable. So we got a great team, great brotherhood building here, and we're gonna keep going.
Was the speed of the game what you thought it would be today?
Yeah, it was. I saw things well. I was. A few passes that may have been dropped, may have been missed. you know, I think it was just miscues, but speedy game wise, it didn't affect or change much. I think the miscues made it look that way, but miscues, misfires, all these other things, a little bit of frustration for not executing. But other than that, no.
You kind of mentioned it with the pick, but you faced this defense for like the past week, however long you've been in camp.
Yep.
What was it like watching them on the other side against Levis?
Yeah, Keenan and all of us, we always say that, you know, we can't wait to watch these guys go out there because we know how good they are. We can't wait to watch these guys go out here and, you know, do their thing. And obviously it shows, you know, the brotherhood bond that they have. They've built over the past couple of years. The guys have been playing here, and obviously a couple of the new guys, Ryan Poles and Coach, and everybody's done a great job getting all these guys here. But, you know, the guys go out there and execute the way they do and the way they did. We couldn't wait, and, you know, it shows you all their hard work that they put in.
In your career, when you bounce back from disappointing performance,
yep.
Where have you found that strength in yourself, and does that apply here at the NFL level as well?
Yeah. So I think it applies whether it's a win or loss. You expect yourself to play a certain way. You expect yourself to go out there and perform a certain way, to make passes, whether it's just, you know, rather a routine pass or whether it's just an insane kind of whatever the case may be kind of play. And so, that didn't happen today. And so, you know, it's enough motivation for me. We're going to, you know, somebody else's home this week too. It's enough motivation for me to go out there, get better this week, and make sure that, I perform differently next week.
There are several times in your career in college, high school, where you've carried a team, where you've been outscored the other team.
Yep.
What's it like just to wrap your mind around the situation where the defense and special teams put up a lot of points today and just be part of this, you know, whole team effort?
Yeah, that's NFL for you. It's hard to win in this league. To have a team like this, to have offense, defense, special teams, players, coaches, all these people here, it's the NFL. It's hard to win this league. We're excited. We got a lot more to, you know, get better at, a lot more to, you know, progress and, get ready for this week.
What did you feel emotionally today? And was it what you expected?
Yeah, emotionally, I was excited. I was really happy to be here, be a Chicago Bear. I was really happy to get out there on the field finally, get this first game going. Extremely happy now. Extremely happy when I got to the locker room. We got a lot more to get better at, but to get this win, first win in the books, as a rookie starter QB, for myself is unbelievable, and I'm happy. I'm excited. And I'm, you know, ready to go.
Caleb, it might be too early to ask, but what do you think you learned from this game, or what is going to be your biggest takeaway?
Yeah, I got to go back and watch the film, obviously, and figure that out. But on a deeper level, but first and foremost is just keep fighting. Understand that the team that I have here with me, riding this battle, riding this journey with me, is the first thing that I learned, and they're unbelievable. Secondly, I would say getting back in the lab, getting back with the guys, mainly the wide receivers, tight ends, all these other guys, just to make sure that, you know, we're on the same page at the end of the week. Making sure that, you know, we go out there and, you know, when we have these chances, when they want to go cover zero, that we make them pay. We didn't do that today, but we're going to get better in the future and in the near future. So thank you, and go Bears.
That was Caleb Williams sounding sanguine enough after a difficult day. I don't know what that means relative to what his expectations could be. Meanwhile, we've got a developing story at Hallis Hall, multiple reports, including the Score's Mark Grody, saying that Bears wide receiver Rome Odunze will have an MRI on his knee.
Yeah, Eberflus said in his press conference that they think that something happened while he was blocking. So hopefully it's nothing and it's just some soreness.
Well,
usually that's not good.
It's definitely not nothing if they're sending him for an MRI.
Yep.
because usually there are field tests that are done. And those, the very first thing you do is get the expert's hands on there, and then they'll
say, anything loose back there? And then, you know.
Welp. Matt Eberflus said, we'll see. I don't have enough information yet. Apparently engaged on a blocking assignment is what the word on the street is. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's not great.
It means it's unlikely they're going to have him Sunday night.
Well, let's see what the MRI says.
I mean, he finished the game, right?
He did. Let's see what the MRI says before we go doom scrolling.
I'm not.
You look who you're talking to, Lawrence.
I know. This is why I keep talking about Dan as my cross. This is.
Hey, somebody.
This
somebody,
is part of it.
Somebody has to be the worrier.
It doesn't have to be you.
Yes, it does.
No, it's
my
does
lot
not.
In life. It is my, yes, it is my existence. I worry so others don't necessarily have
the
to.
The warrior warrior.
Yeah.
Bang, bang. Instead of the ultimate
I
warrior.
I am the warrior. Yep.
Okay, well, can we, okay, so if it was on a blocking assignment, that I was wondering if it was on that crazy go-go gadget play off the rebound that he went up and got. His cleats are awful to jump in.
Tell it to Keenan Allen, who apparently re-injured his heel.
Yeah.
Saw him limping around too.
Yeah, and here's the crazy part. The three guys that the Bears have at wide receiver are really good. Their depth at wide receiver beyond those three guys, not great.
Their kick returner had a play designed for him on the fly route.
Hey, guys, Valus Jones Jr. is still on the... Oh, never mind.
Hey, now he gets to go... Hey, something happens to Rome going back into that wide receiver room. Here to help.
I think it'll just mean that Tyler Scott will be active if Rome misses time.
Yes.
Well,
I think Tyler Scott should be active anyway.
I think Roschon Johnson and Tyler Scott are going to be active, and Valus will not be next.
And I think, Roschon was dealing with an injury last week, so I think that might have been something to do with it, too.
Well, let's just see, because Matt Eberflus was very proud of how Valus Jones acquitted himself yesterday and bounced back.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that was the tack that he took. Like, why protect? Someone actually, it was hilarious yesterday, where somebody saved all of my tweets about Valus Jones from in-games.
Oh, okay.
And then tweeted them back at me, who said something like, tale as old as time. And it was just my tweet from 2022. It's like, enough with Valus Jones already. 2023, enough with Valus Jones already. End this. It was just the same. I was like, wow.
They've been warned, and he's still alive.
And bad.
Because he's your guy. Uh-huh. And if he wasn't your guy, he wouldn't be.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority, along with Ray Diaz, our executive producer, Adam Studzinski, our sound man. We've had Brandon Fryer helping out today. Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka is back there. All hands on deck for this, our Football Monday. So let's hear from Matt Eberflus when we return. Bernstein and Holmes on The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
They run away from the pressure with Swift, who tries to hurdle his way past the defender in the Tennessee territory. He leapt over Quandre Diggs and picked up the longest Bears play of the day at 19 yards. Whoa!
That was pretty awesome.
Scary.
Yeah, but not as scary as the play that Kevin Fishbane just tweeted.
Well, that was the...
Yes. That is the play.
That was the whole point. That's what Studs was telling us.
You're way ahead of me.
That we were bringing back that play from Fox Sports.
It's funny. I wasn't even looking at the ball. I was only looking multiple times at Roma Dunze, who had the far edge, and he was engaged with a block, and then he came out of it limping off the field.
And you're getting ready. We've got Eberflus now, right? We're go?
Yes.
Okay. Then we're going to let you hear from the Bears head coach in a couple of questions about this, but it looks like Roma Dunze is heading towards an MRI on that knee.
It's good to be out at Soldier Field yesterday. Beautiful day, and then fans were great. You know, obviously the fourth quarter, they were really awesome, loud, really helped us out to get victory there. So I just want to say I'll give a shout-out to those guys. You know, winning a game in the NFL is hard. You know, we certainly it was hard yesterday. You know, and these week one games are, as I watched the highlights last night, there's some ups and downs to it. But I was proud of our guys and really trust our leadership of our football team to be able to stay together and find solutions of how to win that game. And I thought they did a really good job with that all the way through. You know, the demeanor, the disposition was right from the first snap all the way to the end. And the guys proved that yesterday, so that was really good. Some of the guys that had some good performances, obviously Hardy had a really good performance on special teams. Cairo had a really good operation. And that's not just him, that's the whole field goal unit doing that. And then Carter. Carter did an awesome job on the return game. And again, there's all the guys blocking for him, extra effort. You know, not fouling. You know, we had three fouls on special teams, which is too many. But for the most part, we did a nice job with that. Defensively, obviously, a really good performance by a bunch of guys. But TJ, obviously, with all the tackles and that recovered fumble, did an awesome job there. DT, you know, coming in there fresh, new guy getting a couple good sacks and a couple good a good cause fumble there, changed the game. And then Tyreek's interception. Pressure by D-Walk, and then the interception for a touchdown was really good. Offensively, we had some good performances as well. We thought DJ had a really good performance in terms of his operation, his catching and running after the catch. I thought my favorite play for him was the one he dug it out when we were going to a four-minute mode, threw a screen out there, gave a little hesitation, and got it out of there and dug it out there to be able to flip the field. I thought that was a really nice play by him. That's what I got. So with that, I'll open up questions.
Yeah, Caleb, do you feel like he saw it well when he was back there? As you looked through the film and saw his decision-making, was it simply poor throws and a little late sometimes?
Yeah, I think he would say that too. Just, you know, his footwork a little bit off at times. But, again, he threw a lot of good passes too. So met with him this morning, and that was really about it.
His vision as far as, like,
I thought his vision was good. Yeah, I thought he was good. I thought he saw it well. I thought he saw the coverage contours. He saw zero, them adjusted on the fly, in terms of post-snap. I thought he did a nice job.
The 19-yard sack, Shelton gets beat, but you see Davis kind of touch and then go block on the screen. What's the assignment there? And you mentioned after the game that the only miscommunication was somebody got blown up.
Yeah, you just got to really stop that penetration. It can't get on the quarterback that fast. And, when you do that, that play's going to be okay. And again, you know, he tried to evade the sack and tried to move around. It was just on him too fast, and we'll get that cleaned up.
For Caleb, just find a way to dirt it there. Is there nothing he can do because it got there so quick?
Yeah, I don't know. When you turn around like that and he's right on top of you, I don't know. Again, I'm out there playing, but my evaluation was he took care of the football, which he did all day, in the pocket. I know he had the two sacks, but did a nice job of taking care of the football. And that was really the difference in the game. You know, the quarterback on the opposing team had the giveaways and we didn't.
And it seems like when Caleb Williams has missed, a lot of the times it is by an overthrow. Is there anything to that, or just the obvious, he's putting too much air behind it?
Yeah, I mean, I would say there's not too much to it. I would just say that, as the chemistry builds, throughout the course of the season here, as we stack these games up, it's going to get better. He's got a very accurate arm. His timing is good. And the chemistry with the receivers is going to improve every week.
Man, at what point in the name of continuity do you want to settle with Davis or Bates at right guard?
Yeah, I mean, those guys, like I said yesterday, we're working through, in the training camp. They've been rotating. We're going to look at it this week, and we'll see where it is. Both guys have played guard a long time, and both are proficient at the job, so we'll see where it goes this week.
I guess my question is there a point where you want one guy to be there so you can have everybody in? Is there a point where you want that? Where you want one?
Well, yeah, you always want your five to be all pros and sitting there solid and making sure they're good. But again, situations are different. Those guys have been competing in there, and we're gonna let that play out.
Some of the guys that you singled out earlier, and also other guys like Jonathan Owens, are not the big names on the team. Mm-hmm. What does that say about the depth of the roster, and what kind of boost does that give the team when guys like under the radar guys make plays like that?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch those guys because they work very hard, and you see those guys working day in and day out. Those guys work on the show team. They work on special teams. They're giving our guys a look. And then it gets to game day, and they actually perform really well at their job. So it's to me, that's exciting. And it's fun to watch those guys because they put so much into it.
On the last drive of the first half, there was a official stoppage to review a play after Cole had like a 4-yard catch. Did you ever get an explanation on why they were stopping the play? It came right after the circus play.
Yeah, I never got an explanation on that. I didn't. I'd have to go back and ask Harry about it, and I don't know. I never got an explanation on the field.
It seemed like you guys had them in a personnel that maybe you wanted to keep them in, and then all of a sudden there was a stop.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I never got an explanation.
What happened to DJ and go ahead, Jeff.
You've mentioned special teams already. They obviously had a great game between Cairo and then the returns and the blocked punt. How important is it to have a special teams that you can rely on as a team to make those plays and the consistency in that group?
Yeah, it's good to have a special teams unit that's a weapon. And I always tell the guys before the game that, you guys set field position and we score points. And those are the two main jobs of the special teams unit, and we did that yesterday. And a big challenge is going to be this week coming up. One of the better special teams units in the league is Houston, and they've been proving that for the last couple of years. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
What happened to DJ and Keenan during the game? Both of them were out for different stretches with injuries.
They just get whatever that might be during the course of the game. It could be a little tweak here, a little thing here. And they might leave it for a play or two and then just come back.
Either of them, is that a concern this week?
It's not. The only really concern we have is Rome, Rome's knee. So we'll have to see where that is. And he's getting an MRI today. and we'll see where it goes from there. And then I'll be able to let you know more on Wednesday.
And you indicated that they said the right guard position is still a work in progress. Is that the same for center, or is Coleman Shelton the guy?
Coleman's been in there, and he's done a good job of directing traffic and operating in there. And I know he had a couple plays where he gave up a couple pressures yesterday, and he wished he had those plays back. But, again, we're going to get better every single week.
You mentioned yesterday about how the run defense got a lot better in the second half. Can you kind of expand upon that? Like, what were some of the differences the way you guys approached the defense in the second?
Yeah, I think I said it yesterday, really just about playing technique better. Again, we called some different things in the second half, but it really wasn't about that. It was more about just us playing the technique better, the fundamentals better, understanding what they were trying to do and how they were trying to do it in terms of attacking us, and us just playing better fundamentally.
How did Rome hurt his knee, and how did that?
It was just, I don't know exactly when it happened. I believe it was a blocking play. They said that's what they talked about. And again, I did not see it on film, the exact play, but we'll see where he is, and hopefully he'll be fine.
He mentioned it after the game. He brought it to you guys?
Yeah. It was mentioned during the game.
Okay. Matt Coleman. We're so used to Cole being out there almost every play. Was that a matchup thing, or are you guys using him differently this season, whether for whatever reason?
Yeah, I think we just have another tight end that's a good option, to be able to change and adjust the matchups that the defense has to use. So we have different personnel groups and 11 personnel, like a lot of teams do.
With Rome, Matt, what's your concern level there?
Yeah, like I said, we'll see. It's not. I don't have enough information yet. We'll see on Wednesday. Go ahead, Pat.
Was there a throw that you isolated with Caleb that you liked? He had a drop at the goal line, I think, with Keenan. An over route to Moore. What jumped out is you're trying to grab things that he can use on the positive side.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of good throws. I mean, there was that third and five, the stop route to DJ. I thought that was excellent. I thought the rhythm and timing was good there. Accuracy was great. And he had several of those. So we just got to build upon the positives, learn from what we need to improve on, reinvest in our team, grow and improve. And that's what we're all doing with our coaches this week.
So that's Matt Eberflus. That was weird. It took Jason Leisure, and I think that was Andrew Seligman of the AP, circling back to be like, Rome Odunze is getting an MRI and he was hurt during the game. Now we're looking at the plays. Now Kevin Fishbane has just tweeted out the play before the Swift hurdle play, which is where it's more likely that Odunze got hurt.
Because he got rolled up on.
He, like, taken out. Okay. That was very strange. I'm just saying, yeah, our concern is Rome Odunze. He's going to get an MRI in his knee, and then we just kind of move on. What? That's not great. Not great. They're not deep at that position.
No, they are not.
And one of your guys is a 32-year-old vet.
Yes, studs.
I want to say a mitigating factor. The fact that he didn't bring it up immediately. Like, he had to be asked about it. Like, if there was more, maybe he just found out before the presser or something. But I thought it was interesting. He didn't. Usually, that's the kind of news you lead with.
Yes. Usually, he's talking about who got injured during the game, and then they open it up for questions. That struck me as weird, too, that it's almost like he forgot. And he's like, oh, yeah, I could tell you, since we're talking about the health of the receivers, I can tell you that one of the receivers is not healthy. And during the game, told us that he wasn't healthy and is going to get an MRI.
Yeah, that's like record scratch, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so. When you're top 10 pick, because this is part of the thing that we've been talking about throughout the preseason. If there was no Caleb, this whole thing would be about Rome. And a top 10 pick getting rolled up on and it not like, it would be different if he got rolled up on, came out of the game. This morning he came to the facility and everything was fine. But this morning he clearly must have come to the facility and they're like, we should probably go look, see what's going on. Hopefully it's nothing. Hopefully it's fine. But it doesn't feel great right now.
Tell that to the Panthers that already have suffered a meniscal tear that may put their top
or the Packers
tackle out. Yep. And that's an MCL. Man, this game is cruel.
It's very cruel.
It is a meat grinder. It is a cruel sport. So
now if there is something that is going to keep Rome off the field for a little bit, we don't know that. Maybe again, like maybe everything's going to be okay and the imaging says he's fine. But you have to start, if you're the Bears, you have to start asking yourself some really hard questions about who has a roster spot and who has a game day spot on your team.
Because both Tyler Scott and Roschon Johnson, who were regulars last year,
mm-hmm.
if not starters, were inactive. The other inactives were Kieran Amagaje.
Not surprised.
Bill Murray.
He's got a movie.
Noah Sewell. Zach Pickens.
And Hurt, right?
And Pickens. Yes, and Dominique Robinson.
Pickens has a hamstring, I believe.
Got a hamstring.
Right. Well, great.
So that's terrifying.
Cool. Yeah, watching that play does not look good.
No.
But again, they might be a nothing.
Might be a nothing. Look at you looking at the bright side.
It's all
your Mr. Brightside.
Coming out of the thing is doing all right with a something and thing, and then my stomach hurts or something. I don't know. It's something like that. But it could be a nothing. It's probably not, but it could be.
Right. How about we combine our two segments we were going to do?
I think we can do the bevy of weird plays and the Velus conundrum, because this changes the Velus conundrum potentially.
It really, really does. Oh, so we'll discuss all of that. Roma Dunze, if you're just joining us, needs an MRI on his knee. It looks like he got hurt blocking. They'll have a better idea of where things stand and let us know on Wednesday. You're listening to The Score.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
In Odyssey Station. Odyssey Station. Odyssey Station.
Velus Jones, oh, this has been a problem for him in his career. And that one was coming right to Tennessee. Let's see what the ruling is. It is Titans ball, and the problems that have haunted Velus Jones in his first two seasons in the league strike here.
Alive.
Yeah, very much so. And alive and literally kicking the football to the other team. And I thought that was it right there. I mean, when that starts happening, you think, oh God, what are we doing here? Guys, fix this. And they did, and they took him off kick return.
Yes. DeAndre Carter did an excellent job yesterday on returns. Phenomenal.
Including a 66-yarder that set up their first score of the game.
They might need, need Velus, though. If
Right.
For those of you who are just joining us, Roma Dunze, according to Matt Eberflus, is going to undergo an MRI and that they should know something on Wednesday about...
Well, they'll know something today. They're going to
tell us.
The national guys will get it later
get
today.
It tonight, yeah. It'll probably be on Monday Night Football with Schefter.
Right.
That's
what I think is probably likely.
But him...
If it's bad. If it's bad, we'll know tonight.
Well, see, I think if it's good, it behooves the Bears to be like, yeah, we went to tell a Kevin Fishbane or a Dan Wiederer, yeah, we got the MRI back. Everything looks good to go.
All right, that's fair.
Well...
Velus could find himself being
a wide receiver again.
Right. Be given an opportunity to continue to play on this team.
I don't know where that stands. I know that it's getting silly at this point, where if he's going to make you less likely to win, it's enough. And if you value him as a practice player, that's fine. But for him to be active and for you to find roles for him, put him out there and giving him the ball, this feels forced.
If one of our corners gets hurt, then he could be a gunner. That's why we should keep him.
All right, well, it feels forced.
It really does.
That's unfortunate. And this was a game that turned on strange plays. It was a very atypical football game. We've gone through all the stats that show just how much of an outlier this particular win was. There's a lot of weird going on out there today.
A ton of
yesterday, I should say.
A ton of weird. You had the the pop-up that seemed like it was in the air forever, forever, that Rome Odunze actually comes down with because he went out there and did some offensive rebounding. By the way, have you seen the high school team did a fake punt like that? It's brilliant.
I saw that. That was pretty cool.
It's brilliant. So the punter gets the ball, and then he underhands the throw.
Mm-hmm.
So the defenders are thinking that it's a punt. And then his guy goes up and catches it first down.
And the punter did it like really close to the up man. So you couldn't,
so you couldn't see it?
You couldn't see any, and he comes brilliant. From really low. It was a really cool play.
That's cute.
Yeah. It's a brilliant play.
That's really cute. So everybody's looking up, like, okay, ball in the air.
It's going to bounce, and then we can let it roll and down it. But the offensive player was like, no, I'm just going to go up and get it. And well, now it's a first down.
That's fun. I would love to be in the meeting or wherever it was, or a coach like, hey, you know what?
You know what we could do?
You know what we could do? Let's practice it and see if they get it.
Do we trust Timmy to make this throw?
We actually had a fake extra point similar to that we never did in a game. But the idea was the holder, we fire one of the ends towards the pylon, not the pylon, the goalpost. So right in the middle of the end zone. And the holder, instead of holding for the kick, would throw it up in the air.
Like from
his position, just throw it up back towards the...
Sure.
Towards the goalpost, and the idea was that tight end would be there to jump and grab it. We never did it in a game though.
That's kind of that's a variation of like the Tim Tebow jump pass, is what that is. Where you and then you just sort of bloop. That's cool. I like it.
So you had that. Then you had a blocked punt, and did you see who blocked the punt?
Mastroli Award winner Daniel Hardy.
And we talked with him about, you know, what the types of things he was going to have to do to make the team.
Really just being mindful, man. Just, you know, your brain is the biggest muscle you got, or the strongest muscle you got. And so it's just kind of like what we talk about. Coach Flus loves to harp on, you know, having your spirit and your mind right, because it affects your body. So I think that's my biggest thing, just being mindful. Thinking about the way I talk to myself during games and my preparation in terms of watching film, understanding who I'm going up against. And it definitely helped that we got to practice against those guys the day before.
Maybe that's why his teammate Tyreek Stevenson thought that they were going to block a punt.
Moments have definitely swung. We knew we was going to block it all week, just the way we prepped for it, just the way we knew it. You guys, most of the guys, we already knew what it was, and we just ain't know who was going to do it.
Why specifically did you think you knew you were going to get blocked?
Just based off film and based off the actions this punter and the line and everything had over the last few years. See, our coaches go 10, 15 years from now, you feel me? And they go all the way back to find out what we need and just to show us, to give us that edge that we need.
Tyreek Stevenson was so funny when he was talking about the touchdown.
It's like it was a blur. Like he was just in his hands and he was dancing or something like that.
He thought it was a sack, and he's like, oh, wait, there's the ball. And then he can't remember anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, there was a blur, and then I was in the end zone too of my dance. Because Will Levis is silly.
That was bad.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I had to watch it again because I thought maybe it like got knocked away or something. He just gave it to him. He gave the other team the ball so they could score a touchdown.
Yep. Sometimes the sack is the right play.
Well, that was part of the weird. And there was just so much odd stuff going on that when the batted balls and the uncertainty of the number of tipped balls in the air, and your heart is just in your throat, because all of those should be intercepted, because you've got the eyes upward. Everybody else is sort of running down the field. The fact that Rome Odunze had the presence of mind and the athleticism to come over and pull that one down is incredible. So here's hoping he's okay.
I have some breaking news that's going to make you upset.
What now?
It's not about Rome Odunze. This is from Jeff Agrest. Will Perdue won't be on Chicago Sports Network's Bulls Studio Show. What are we doing?
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's Will's choice. I don't want to blame the network yet, but maybe it's Will's choice and he wants to go do something else.
It said the team chose to go with one analyst who's expected to be Kendall Gill.
Well, Kendall's great.
Yeah.
But having both of them,
that was kind of the thing. That they balance each other out. That Will's sort of professorial, high expectations guy. I always said Will's role was to hold the team to a championship standard.
Correct.
And he was really good at that role.
Okay.
All right. Well,
He's
always welcome on the Organizations Win Championships podcast.
You do a radio show every day, sir.
I know, but I'm saying as far as Bulls talk goes.
Yeah. Know where we could do Bulls talk? On the Bernstein and Holmes show every day from 10 to 2.
Sure you want to?
If Will Perdue's going to be a part of it, yes.
Well, he's absolutely invited if we're going to do it. I'm just saying this team is going to be...
This guy. He's out here booking his podcast. We have 4 hours a day to program
You know what Dan's doing? He's White Sox in the Bulls already.
Jeez.
Putting him on the pay no mind list.
No, I can't. I've got the podcast. But what I'm saying is I understand that we have a pecking order as far as the sports that are going to be talked about on this show. And the Bears take up 95% of it.
Yes. But have I ever in a meeting been like, if Ray's been like, hey, Will Perdue wants to be on me. No!
No, we always say yes, because Will will text and say, hey, I got stuff I got to say.
Right!
Will can talk about the Bears. Sure, he's watching the games.
I know who he wants to talk about. He wants to talk Vanderbilt football.
I bet he does.
That's what he wants to talk about right now.
I see you, 773. Did they catch Will Perdue eating on air? And actually, on the last OWC, Cody Westerland made that joke because I didn't realize what was going on. My kid was eating Sour Patch Kids. He had this huge bag of Sour Patch.
Caleb Williams?
During the show. And I said, what are you doing? And he goes, Sour Patch Kids. And I said, please take those out of your mouth and don't eat Sour Patch Kids while we're recording. You know what his response was?
Yes.
He said, they're watermelon. I'm like, so?
That means they're good.
But that's what he said. Like, because they're watermelon, he should be allowed to eat them. Like, that's not how this works. Like, oh, forget it. If they're watermelon, don't worry about it, dumbass.
It makes me upset that Will's not going to be on the postgame.
That sucks. That changes the vibe. I don't like it.
And here's the other thing you should probably do. You should just, you know, hire Jason Goff.
Well, Jerry is still there, though.
Shrug emoji.
All right. And no.
For the pre- and post-game show.
Reports do not, Corey and Whitewater, indicate that the Bulls are pursuing Tony La Russa for Bulls pre- and post. No.
I mean, is that really a question?
No, it is not true. So don't believe those rumors, nor the rumors that Tony La Russa is going around killing ducks and cats and eating them. Because
he's not doing that.
No, that's another rumor that has been taking the world by storm today, apparently. So when we return, Dan Wiederer is going to give us thoughts on everything.
Well, we got a lot to talk about with weeds before the Roma Dunze news. And now with this is a little scary.
The topsy-turvy world of your first place undefeated Chicago Bears. Bernstein and Holmes on the Score.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. But
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.